Welcome back to We Go Way After Dark, where we talk about fun sex stuff. Joining me tonight is Amanda.
What up?
And the Turkish Delight, Steve. How's it going, Steve?
What's going on, everybody? It's going pretty good.
That's good. That's good. And on this episode, we are going to discuss some sneaky sex. We're just going to talk about some sneaky sex scenarios that I found on the internet by pictures that has some really interesting captions. And we're just going to talk about those. We're going to do our best to describe the pictures. And it's pretty straightforward, you know, to talk about. We're just going to discuss if it's hot or not. But before we get into that, though, I want to talk about sneaky sex first. So, like, Amanda, to you, what intrigues you the most about sneaky sex? Like, what stands out? What is it about it that you do like? And what are some of the things that you might not like about it?
The thought of it is really sexy because you're doing something and you might get caught, man. You might. And that makes it, the risk makes it better. So I just, that's so, the adrenaline, I love all that kind of shit. Like, to just, even if it's not sex, like the thrill of it all, you know, that's what I love.
The thrill of doing something you know you're not supposed to, especially when, like, there's a really great chance you could get caught. Like, you're doing it right next to, you know, real close to somebody that they might look and see. That's a pretty, to me, that's a really sexy scenario. But Steve, what's your thoughts about it?
I mean, it's good. I guess would sex in public fall under that, or is that really not?
I would say it would, because I think the goal to having public sex is to not get caught, because you get caught, you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
So in that case, I would say I have experience in that, because I have, you know, done stuff in cars and parking lots with people maybe a couple cars down, you know. So it's like,
yeah.
But there's always a thrill, you know, there's always a thrill of it. That's really what makes it extra exciting, and actually is makes it more of a turn on, because you could get caught at any second.
Yeah.
Now, if I have to say, if you're having sex like right next to somebody, or like in your cup, like you kind of cover yourself up with your partner, but you guys are having sex under the covers, for someone to not know you're doing that, I mean, they must really not be paying attention, or I don't know. I think I would notice that if somebody was having sex next to me.
Yes, that's not, that's the opposite of sneaky. That is just being, I don't know, unaware of how obvious it looks to them that you're having sex. But like, yeah, I would think like any kind of public sex, parks, car, changing rooms. I think you mentioned about changing room before, Steve.
Yes, actually, Sears changing room. I have had sex in there. And granted, Sears is out of business now, but
right.
I mean, that's a lasting impression that I have of Sears. So
yeah. I mean, we've all had, and Amanda, you've never had your like fair share of cars or parks or anything out in public or anything like that?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Nothing like these stories, but yes, I've had much public sex.
Yeah, see, like a lot of these things we're getting ready to talk about, they involve like really, like seriously having sex close to people that have no idea that you're having sex. And then a lot of the stuff involves cheating and stuff like that. I do notice that is the, in the porn world, that is the common theme among sneaky sex is cheating. The closest I've ever, I think, of actual sneaky sex, or where we were doing it and we did not want anybody to know, it was with, when I was with my, and she was living in an apartment at the time. I believe she was living with you. She was living with you, and we hid in her closet upstairs. We hid in her closet. Well, I don't even know what the fuck everybody else is doing, but they're out just talking. they're just having like regular conversations with people I've never seen before in my life. And I don't think I ever saw them again. And me and her just fucked in the closet. That was one of the hottest things we've ever did. It was just a very, wasn't planned or anything. We just
I didn't even know about that. What the world?
Yeah, we went in the closet. We closed, you know, it slid. We just slid it shut and we fucked. We probably were in there for like 10 minutes and we were out.
That was a pretty small closet too.
It was. I mean, of course, we were standing. I mean, we were standing up the whole time, but we did everything. I mean, we went down on each other and I hit it from the back and then nutted and it was good.
Awesome.
They had no idea. No one had any idea. Of course, when we were done, everybody was downstairs. But at first, people were upstairs. So that was probably the real close, like, and compared to the stuff that we're getting ready to talk about, that's probably the closest thing I've ever done as far as sneaky sex.
Yeah.
But okay, anyway, so does anybody else have last things they want to mention about why sneaky sex is so great?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Okay. So let's move on. Okay. So now this we're getting ready to talk about some pictures that I found on the internet, and we're going to do my best to describe them, and we're going to talk about the captions that people left with these pictures, and we are going to just judge whether or not it's hot or not. Okay. And then did you two get a chance to look at these pictures?
Yes. I mean, I glanced at them. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. These ones are, they're nothing, there's nothing special about them. If you've ever seen a porno before, it's nothing crazy. It's nothing. There is one though. There is one that's absolutely fucking bonkers. And I don't know. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think some of the pictures are taken from a porno.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm about to say, so some of these are straight. Some of these are straight from a porno, like a professional website. And then these others though are amateur, like our amateur homemade video ones. A few of these, not all of them, a few of them are. So are we ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So this first one, and this is from a professional website. And this one is a woman that's having sex in the doggy style position with a man while her boyfriend is on a VR headset playing a video game. And then the caption reads, "She fucks the yoga teacher while her boyfriend plays with his VR." So, okay, so two things immediately stand out. One, she has a yoga teacher in her home. Nobody fucking has those in real life, unless it's like on a porn set. And then two, VR. VR, like, okay, I get it. A lot of people have virtual reality headsets nowadays and blah, blah, blah. But I don't see them get come up anymore anywhere else than porn. They always come up in porn for whatever reason. There's just something about somebody being on a VR headset while somebody else in the room is getting fucked. I don't know what it is, but in the porn world, VR is very big. So what is our thoughts on this, and do we think it's hot or not?
Okay. My first thought when I looked at this photo, I was cracking up because of the dude doing the virtual reality, the way he's looking with his hands. I'm like, is he afraid of a dinosaur? Like, yeah. I don't know what he's looking at.
He's holding it in a gun position, like he's shooting something.
Oh, is he? I just was like, he's scared. But so that was my first thought. But I think the virtual reality thing is so popular because it is becoming a very popular thing, and you're preoccupied in your little virtual world, so it's easy to not pay attention to what's going on outside of it. Hey, and this could be one of your little lessons, Ben, that like virtual reality is not reality, and you're gonna reap the negative benefits, right? Right?
Right. Yeah, you're missing on actual reality. You're missing out on actual reality by doing
this.
You're
missing your girlfriend get fucked by her yoga instructor, bro. Like,
right.
That's serious.
And did you see her eyes in the picture? I mean, she's loving it. Now, I know she's getting dicked down by porn dick or whatever. So it's, you know, it's massive. So she's getting railed pretty hard. And by the look of her face, she's enjoying it. All right, Steve, what's your thoughts on it?
I mean, yeah, I've seen pornos like that, you know, or the guy, somebody's playing VR and then somebody else is getting fucked in the room. I mean, it's, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's just one of those, you know, genres of porno that, you know, you combine video games and porn, I guess. Yes. And as far as going back with the yoga instructor being and going like making personal house calls or doing stuff at people's houses, I think the only people on this planet that have yoga instructors come into their house are like really rich people that live in like Malibu or somewhere like that, you know?
Yes. Yes. You know, and you know what though, some of these ideas, they have to stem from someone's mind or someone's idea who probably witnessed this, heard about this actually happening. I almost kind of wonder how many wives are cheating with their yoga instructors. I kind of wonder how common that is, Amanda.
Oh, who knows? But have you guys ever watched Norbit?
A long time ago.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's like one of my favorite fucking movies. But so her power tap instructor, she's married. Raspisha is married to friggin' Norbit. And she goes to her power tap class. And it's one of the, it doesn't matter. So she's like, you have to come give me a private lesson. And then Norbit walks in on them. And it's just a very hilarious scenario. I think I don't know. I don't know anybody that's done it. But it was in a movie, so it's got to be true.
I think the scenario itself could possibly happen. I mean, it's not that far-fetched to where couldn't happen in reality. I mean, does it happen often? I doubt that, but
right,
is there a possibility that this could actually happen? Sure.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, we'll never know, but I just kind of wonder like how often this really happens. I can definitely see in the rich community, because like you said, those are the only kind of people that I could think of that would actually have yoga instructors come to their house. You know, not a friend or anybody they know, but an actual paid instructor come to their house and give lessons. And we already know people cheat all the time, you know. And then so you got a dude that's getting paid to like flex the woman, put her in these stretchy positions and stuff like that. I can definitely see it happening in real life.
Yeah,
for sure. Okay, all right. So I'm going to say I don't think there's really anything special about it. I don't really think it's that hot. So I'm going to say not. Steve?
I mean, it's not hot, but it's not anything extravagant. It wouldn't be my go-to porn if that's like...
Yeah.
If I'm looking for porn to go to, that wouldn't be my first choice, no.
Right on, Amanda.
Out of the ones we're going to talk about, this is one of the hotter ones, and... It also makes me the most tickled because it could be one of your lesson shits.
Yeah.
So
the lesson here is don't get so, if you're with your lady who has a yoga instructor, don't be on the VR headset. Pay attention.
No.
Pay attention to real life.
Yeah. No, your lesson is pay attention to real life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's move on. Okay. So this next one is really funny. So this is a threesome. There's no caption here, but this is a threesome, but only one of the people involved in this threesome doesn't know it's a threesome. And that's because they're blindfolded. So they're lying on the bed, blindfold over their eyes while the girl is writing him cowgirl, reverse cowgirl. And she is blowing another dude that's in the room. So the impression this gives is the guy that's blindfolded doesn't know about the guy that's getting his dick sucked by the woman that he is fucking. So what do we think about this? Is this hot or not? And Amanda, we'll start with you.
Would you call this a threesome or would you call it the guy doesn't know about it? It's kind of like... not an Eiffel Tower, but like some weird bridge that's being built. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So I don't know. I definitely would not call this a threesome.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's hot because there's no way she can focus on both things. And even if she was focusing on writing the dick and the dude's fucking her mouth, she would be like hurting the dude's dick that's in her mouth. I don't know. I don't think it's hot. I don't think it's hot.
You don't think it's hot? Okay. All right. And Steve?
I mean, yeah, I think it's pretty hot. And I would have to say it kind of is a threesome. Is it like a traditional threesome? No. Mm-hmm. But it's a threesome in the sense there's three people involved. So,
yeah.
Other than that, I'd say it's kind of hot. But the fact that even if the guy is blindfolded, this is me trying to make it into reality. When a girl is like going to town, like really sucking a guy's dick, there's noises. And that's a pretty distinctive noise. I think me personally, if I heard that noise, I'd be like, oh, she's sucking a dick. Like, yeah. So, I mean,
She ain't flabbing while she's riding, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, sometimes it's unavoidable depending on the size of the dick. What if the dick, like, her mouth doesn't open wide enough? It's going to make some kind of noise, I feel. Well, yeah. I feel like it. I guess you could be quiet about it. I don't know.
Right. But, like, you, and like, when I'm sleeping, like, even when I'm just sleeping, eyes closed, for whatever reason, I can feel someone's presence when they're in the room. Yeah. Like, I know, for whatever reason, I just know when there's someone in there. And that would immediately, I would like to think that even blindfolded, that I would be able to just could tell that there was somebody else there and stuff like that. And I don't know, but. And
if it got to a point where he's like mouth fucking her, then like for there to not be any kind of noise is an impossibility, I feel like.
Yeah, and you'll think if he's mouth fucking her, that means his hips are swaying. He might accidentally tap the dude's knee or something. Or
100%.
Or like step on the dude's toes. I don't know, like. Whatever, like if this was just a casual thing, there was not a relation. If it was not a relationship, and I just woke up and this was happening, I'm like, whatever, fuck. Yeah. So whatever. Because I think threesomes are cool. What this is, and you're right, Steve. This is not a traditional threesome. But I call this a threesome, yes, because by definition, it is three people going at it. And it is kind of like a. It's just a weird Eiffel Tower is just what it is. It's just and he's blindfolded and everything. I would say that this is pretty hot because I can see a lot of couples wanting to role play this, wanting to reenact this. And I can definitely see a stipulation to where one of the guys would have to be blindfolded. I can definitely see that being a talking point into convincing like the husband or the boyfriend into wanting to do this. Like, oh yeah, I'll share you with another dude, but he's got to be blindfolded the whole time. Now, would I want to be the guy being blindfolded? Fuck no. That would suck. But hey, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
It would be a good, or like it seems like a realistic compromise. I agree.
Yeah. So, but now in a porn situation, the way this looked like it played out, it looked like he just walked in and was like, oh shit. Her mouth's open. I'm going to take that. And then it worked. I don't see it. That's definitely not going to happen in real life. I don't give a fuck who you are. So anyways, you know what though? Fantasy, who cares? I think this is hot. Steve, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's hot.
And Amanda, have we gotten you to change your mind?
Nope. I don't think it's
not hot. Okay. All right. So let's move on. Okay. So this next one is, and now this one, I hate this one. And this one almost didn't make the show, but I clicked too many pictures in a row before hitting upload. So here we are. Okay. So this one is, okay, this is Vanessa Sky. I don't know who she is. And Vanessa Sky and another porn star are, the description just says who the porn stars are. So basically this lady's in delivery. She's giving labor. It looks like she's getting labor while her husband or the dad or whatever is banging somebody else while she's in the labor chair. He's just straight up fucking this other woman while she's like giving birth. Now this is fucked up. I don't like it. I'm already saying it's not hot. I'm already embarrassed that we're talking about this. But Steve, what do you think about it?
Yeah, that one is definitely not hot. There was no sex appeal for me at all. I would assume, I guess, since the picture exists, I'm sure there is people out there who are into that. I mean, I've heard of people being into like pregnant chicks and stuff.
Yeah.
But this isn't even, the pregnant chick's not even involved, really. She's the one that's just like giving, the whole scenario is just ridiculous to me. Like, how do you? There's no aspect of this whole scenario that's even remotely reality, because it just wouldn't happen.
No. No, this is absolutely, this is just ridiculous. Whoever wrote this came up with this idea and needs to be on a watch list or something, because this is stupid. But Amanda, what's your thoughts on it?
Well, like Steve said, like, somebody's into it, shit. But yeah, it's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, so this one is just, I feel like this is a no. I can't see a lot of people searching, oh, a guy having sex while his wife is giving birth. Like, that is such a ridiculous thing.
But Ben, okay, so realistically, you search for something and you might get one or two results from exactly what you're searching for, but then there's like a whole rabbit hole of shit.
Exactly. Yes. On. Exactly. And that's how this came up.
What happened?
And that's how this came up. This is just so ridiculous. I was just like, man, should we talk about this on the show? I don't know, but we did.
To me, I feel like whoever wrote this scenario was either drunk or high and was like, guess what, guys? I got a perfect scenario for you.
Yeah.
And just threw this out there and they made it into a thing. And it obviously appeals to somebody out there. and if you're, if anyone's into it, you know, more power to them. You're into what you're into. But it's definitely not doing anything for me.
Yeah. I just feel like these porn sites are just battling each other at this point. They're trying to figure out who could come up with the weirdest shit. Like, this is, I thought the dick through the pool chair was fucked up. This, that doesn't even hold a candle to this. Like, this is probably the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, this is the most fucked up. And it is just people trying to come up with new ideas, just ruining fucking porn, man. Can't we just watch people fuck and like, eat each other out and suck dick and shit? Like, why does there gotta be all these scenarios?
Right.
And if you truly like, listen, I'm gonna go off the deep end. You can edit it if you want. If you like this particular type of porno, you are a sick fuck. Like, there's something wrong with you.
Hey, I mean, there's a lot of interesting people out there. Let's just put it that way.
That's such a nice word, Steve.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice about it.
Okay, all right. So all three are saying not hot. Okay, so let's move on. Okay, so this next one is, okay, so this looks like this was a amateur thing that's people that they took. This one says, most risky sex we've ever had, getting a blowjob right by the path. So it looks like they're by a dirt path on a bench where hikers, bikers, runners could just come by at any moment and see this woman give a blowjob. You know, I guess that's kind of sneaky. I guess that counts as being sneaky. Like, they're just trying to like, but I feel like they're not really trying to be like, it's like they're not really scared of getting caught because they know at any chance somebody can come by. So it's like they're trying to be sneaky, but at the same time, they don't really give a fuck. So if that makes sense. But anyways, what do we think about blowjobs near a dirt path or people are like on hikes and runs and stuff like that? What do we think about that? And would you do it? And Steve, we'll start with you.
I mean, it falls into the category of, I think, like, having sex or doing sexual things in public. And I think that's where the excitement and the thrill comes, because at any moment, anyone could be jogging down that, you know, path and biking down that path and see that. And it's so right next to the path that no matter what, if somebody goes by there, they're going to see it. You can't avoid that.
Yeah.
And they probably don't even care, really, honestly. Would I try it? I probably would try it just because I'm pretty adventurous like that, I guess. It would be one of those things. If I was the biker or the jogger coming by and I saw that, I'd probably just keep going and in my head be like, what the hell? You know, and just keep going and doing my thing and let them do their business. So. But, yeah. You know, that's just me. But, yeah, I think it's pretty hot because of the simple fact you can get caught at any second.
Awesome. Well said. And Amanda?
Yeah, if I was going by, I would be like, oh, shit, get it. I would definitely yell something. Like, whatever came to my mind or, like, out of my mouth at the moment, I would definitely say it. I would absolutely do it. I love this stuff. Unless it's... You always got to goddamn think about the fucking children. If it's not a time when people usually come out with their children, yeah. And then also, like, I can't think of the true definition off the top of my head. Is this an example of voyeurism or no?
I would say so.
So what, like, I can't think of the definition of voyeurism.
Well, let me, you know, to be correct, I want to just look it up, you know, just to, right. So I can.
Yeah, I'm not sure on the voyeurism either.
Yeah, I can't remember the.
Yeah, voyeurism is the practice of gaining sexual pleasure from watching others when they are naked or engaged in sexual activity. So voyeurism is more of watching people do this.
Yes.
So I am accused of the voyeurism because I'm riding by watching like, haha, get it, man. So, okay. So I'm getting the pleasure out of it. I just think it's fun. Yes, that's absolutely fun. It's totally hot. Love it.
Or is the voyeurism where you just glance for a little bit and say something and keep going? Or is voyeurism where you're just really creepy about it and you stand there and just watch them do their thing?
Right. You stop, you're a fucking creep.
No, sure. Voyeurism is just pretty. Are you attracted to? Are you getting sexual pleasure? Are you getting aroused from glancing, watching, staring? It doesn't matter how you're doing it. Are you getting turned on by other people having sex? That's voyeurism.
Well, then I would say a lot of people probably have voyeurism because it's like watching a porno live.
Yeah. Well, everybody who watches porn is into this. Yes. Yeah. And then there's been a couple of times, and I've said it on the show, if people are willing to fuck in front of me, if they know I'm there, I'm watching until they tell me to leave or look the other way or whatever. I'm fucking watching. Like, I feel like I'm not in the wrong there. They know I'm there. It's no fucking secret. Do your thing. I'm not going to bother you or whatever. As long as you don't care I'm there, shit, just have at it. You know what I'm saying? And like, 100%.
Yeah, I agree.
I hope you enjoy my commentary because I am going to throw out some tips like Steve.
I ain't throwing out tips, but I'll be like, ooh, or damn, or like, shit, something like,
hey, yeah. If I get to a point where, you know, I gotta jack off, then just let me do my thing, you do your thing.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, so I think, and then, you know, I think this is hot because, I mean, one, it's a blowjob thing. I mean, I'm not going to turn down a blowjob anywhere. I'm down for it as long as you know, it's not too inappropriate for the wrong crowd to see it. I'm down for it. I'm up for it. If it's on, you know, on a trail, anywhere public, I don't really care. And then honestly, if I'm getting a blowjob, I don't really care if I get caught either. So there's also that too. So I think this is really hot. Cause I wouldn't say no to this. You know what I mean? I would definitely be up for it.
For sure.
So we're all saying, so this is 3 for 3, all hot. All right.
Yeah. That's
all right. So that's the winning one so far of the night. Okay. So, all right. So this next one is, I'm stuck while having sneaky doggy style. So typical porn, we've seen these stuck things are not new anymore. They've been done thousands of times and in any kind of scenario you can think of. Well, this woman is stuck, which looks like from here is like a window or like a doggy door. Can't really tell from the picture, but she's stuck down low to where she's low enough to where she can be in doggy style, where she's on her knees. And it looks like the husband who owns the house is on the outside banging her doggy style while she's stuck. And then the wife of the house is on the inside trying to pull her arm to get her through the window. So the wife is pulling, trying to help. The husband is fucking and just banging this lady that's stuck. Now, I don't know why, if you're the lady, if you're the wife, I don't know why you think it's okay to just pull forward. You would think the best way to get out of something you're stuck in is just to go back the way you came. But this is porn, logic's thrown out the window. Who fucking cares? So what do we think about this? Is this hot or not? And Steve, we'll start with you.
It's hot, but it's not something that, like, I think it's one of those things that at this point it's kind of overdone. I think they're kind of overdoing it with the stuck porn stuff. I wouldn't say it's not hot, but you know, it is hot. I guess in the sense that, you know, he is, you know, the guy is fucking this girl while his wife's trying to help her. So, I mean, and we all know there's no aspect of reality here because, I mean, people can get stuck, but I don't think someone coming by, if someone's truly stuck, they're going to be like, oh, I'm going to have sex with you while you're stuck, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I could take it or leave it. It's, you know, it's not my top choice, but you know, I would, if it happened to pop on, I would probably watch it.
Yeah. Awesome. Amanda, what's your thoughts?
Everybody knows I'm not a fan of the stock porn. Also, I want to throw it out there. Like, I'm pretty sure in the photo, her arms were already through and then the top half. So I don't know a lot of what, well, most women that I know, your shoulders are wider than your hips. Mm-hmm. And like, I got some big ass hips, but my shoulders are still wider. So like, I got to go through that way if I'm already stuck. You know what I mean? Like if I'm in a dress and I can't get it off, there's no fucking way it's coming down over my hips. Got to go over the top or opposite. Yeah. I can't pull it over my head because of my shoulders. I got to pull it over my hips. So maybe I'm wrong. I'm trying to think about it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Anyway, shoulders are wider than hips. So yeah. Like, I don't know. It's not hot to me. No, not at all.
Yeah. She, in the picture, she has one arm through while the dude on the outside has the other arm behind her back on the top of her. Basically, he's holding her arm while he's fucking her from the back.
So she's like, extra stuck. Totally.
Yeah. So it's almost like the dude doesn't want her to get unstuck. It's so confusing. I don't understand it. But anyways, I don't know. I could definitely see this being like a fantasy, like a role playing thing where they're not for real stuck, but they just want to pretend like they're stuck and like, oh yeah, my wife was into this and she wanted to do this. I'd be down for it. I don't have any hate against it. Do I think the porn is overdone? Yeah, I think it's overdone. I mean, I've seen them stuck in dryers, garbage disposals, trees. I've seen them stuck in doors. I mean, it's just fucking ridiculous. But would I do it? Yeah, I would say that this is hot from a fantasy standpoint. What do you got, Amanda?
If it seemed like they were actually stuck, it might make a difference.
Yeah, I know. That's it. That's it. They do such a shitty job. Like, find a scenario where someone could actually get stuck and then do this. You know what
I'm saying? Actually get someone stuck and then do that.
And then they need to do, someone gets their foot stuck on a train track and they can't get the foot out. There's a train coming and then the husband decides to fuck them. Now that's some gangster shit. That is some good stuff.
Copyright it right now. Don't, like, you should sell that.
Yeah.
To the porno guys.
Let's do it. Brad,
me personally in that scenario, even if I was really horny, I don't know if I could focus with the train barreling down to my, you know, down the tracks.
Oh, you're the Turkish delight. You're definitely getting that nut off in time. Don't worry. And you're saving a life. Hot or not? I'm going to say it's hot. I like it. I think it's kind of a cool fantasy. Not really big on the stuck porn, but it serves its purpose. What do you think, Steve?
I could take it or leave it. It's not, I mean, it's hot, but it's not, you know, I don't really care either way. It's just, I'm kind of in between, basically. Like, I'll take it or leave it, basically, for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the porn that you asked for, but it's the porn that you got.
So yeah,
exactly. So you'll take it. Okay. Yeah. All right. I think a lot of people can relate to that one. Okay. All right. So let's move on. Okay. So this next one is, okay. So this next one, all right. So this next one, the caption reads, this one says, guy fucks nurse in doctor's office on her lunch break. So she's in a doctor's office. It looks like she's a nurse and she's getting bent over the bed in the doctor's office or in the room. She's getting bent over and she's getting back shots. She's getting fucked from behind while at work on her lunch break. So this kind of falls in line with a lot of things. This is sneaky sex, work sex. So what do we think about this? Do we think it's hot or not? And what's our thoughts? And Amanda, we'll start with you.
What are back shots?
Back shots are when she's standing up, and getting fucked from the back.
Okay.
It's like, you know, he's in on her back, but her back is kind of like curled and he's just fucking her.
Oh, okay. You learn something new every day. I love it because she's at work and she's on her lunch and she's like, hey, you other nurse, or you dead body mover or maintenance guy or whatever. She's like, let's fuck. And he's like, duh. And so then they fuck. And I think it's a lot of people's fantasies to fuck at work. I like it. It's hot.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been in a situation where this could happen. But, I mean, yeah, it's kind of a scenario I have fantasized about before in the past, I'm sure. I mean, who wouldn't want to do this? I think this is really hot. And I can definitely see this maybe possibly happening, because when you're in a doctor's office in a room, the door's closed, you know, unless the doctor comes storming in, there's pretty good. But if you're a nurse, you know the doctor's schedule. So there's probably a good chance that they would get away with this.
Also, you know, the doctor is literally not coming in. So yeah.
I'm just saying, like, in a real thing, in a real scenario, like, I could see where I'm just trying to think of what would make this hot, what would make this like really dangerous, because that's like the whole thrill of sneaky sex is the possibility of getting caught.
Sure.
But Steve, what's your thoughts on it?
I mean, I like it, you know. I think it's hot. Sex in the workplace, and just, it's kind of sneaky. I will say I haven't had sex in a workplace, but I've done stuff in a workplace. So, I mean, it's definitely, there's definitely a thrill there, because you get caught at it any second. And truth be told, I almost did get caught. So, anyways, but yeah, it's definitely hot. And I would probably do it again if the opportunity came up. It just depends. It depends on the scenario, depends on the work, and it depends on the shift you're working too. Let's say, I know that was a doctor's office, but let's say you work at the hospital, but you're working overnights. There's probably a lot less people to work in there, so chances of getting caught are a little bit less than they would be during the day.
I know, I think it's pretty similar. Like, you know what I mean?
You never know. I don't really know. I don't work in a hospital or a doctor's office.
I mean, I've worked at a hospital, and when I worked overnights, there are less people. I mean, there's still a great chance of getting caught, but during the day, it just seemed more busier during the day. So,
yeah, I agree with that. I mean, they do seem, you would think more people, because there's other nurses that work there too. You would think that, like, just the possibility of someone walking in there, but there's nurses at night too, you know.
But then again, you know, the hospital I worked at, there was two nurses that got caught in the like linen closet where they keep the like the blankets, the warm blankets. They did get caught having sex there. And I want to say that was probably an evening shift. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Damn. So Amanda, have you ever been tempted in work sex before? Have you ever kind of come close? Have you ever thought about it, contemplated it, or anything?
At work? Yeah. Yeah. The people that I was thinking about it with had no fucking idea, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Have you ever been hit on? Has anybody ever tried to approach you or anything like that?
At work?
Not like any job, any job you've ever had. Yeah.
Absolutely. Not about like being fucked at work.
Well, yeah. Maybe. Well, that's kind of what I'm talking about. But yeah. I mean, of course you probably have been hit on at work. Of course. I'm talking about like in a sexual, like seducing manner.
I probably could have. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool. So, I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, if you're into them, obviously there was nothing there. Maybe that's why I guess it didn't happen, but it's also your job too. So you also got to be like responsible. And I mean, I get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, anyways, no, I have never been in this situation before. I mean, I think it's kind of cool for the people that have. I mean, I'm kind of jealous of them that I've never been in this situation. I've never really worked with like a crush or worked with anything like that. And of course, I've been married for a very long time too. So me and my wife have never worked together. So I have never been able to really like this was never really an option for me. So I think it's kind of cool. I am kind of jealous of people that have kind of had, you know, been able to somewhat experience this. Okay. All right. Does anybody else have anything else that they want to talk about?
Nope.
Nope. Amanda?
No, I don't know why I started shaking my head. Yes. I'm sorry. No.
Nope. Okay. All right. So, and this is going to be the last one of the night. All right. So this one is, okay. So basically this is a couple that's having sex in their bedroom on the corner of their bed. Meanwhile, there's a friend or I don't know who she is, but this woman is on the outside of the room. Basically naked. The only thing she has on is her leggings and her shirt, and she's masturbating.
Oh, she's like around the corner, like a very slight wall. Okay. Mm-hmm. okay
Yeah, she's masturbating while I guess maybe her friend is having sex on the corner of their bed. So she's masturbating. So what do we think about this, you know, like, so she's being sneaky because she's masturbating on the other side of the wall and they don't know that because they're too distracted fucking and stuff like that. And she's, you know, she's pleasuring herself. What is our thoughts on this? Is this from a friend standpoint to do this, to masturbate to another friend having sex on the other side of the wall? Is this crossing the line? Is this too extreme or is there anything wrong with it at all? What is our thoughts on it? And Amanda, we'll start with you.
I'm actually struggling with bias right now because since it's a woman on the side of the wall masturbating, I don't feel too much about it. I'm like, get it, girl. But if I thought about someone with a penis masturbating on the other side of the wall, I would be grossed out. So I don't know if I have a good answer because I guess generally myself, I think of dudes jacking off to other people near them. I find that disgusting, completely disgusting, right? And no, I guess I would find a woman doing it disgusting also, actually, now that I'm like really thinking about it. Like maybe if she was in her own room doing it would be different if she could hear them, but right around the corner, no, it's creepy. It's creepy both ways, definitely.
So you're thinking she's definitely crossing a line.
Yeah, she is, because they're having a private time and you can get off to it, but be private about it.
Right, so basically you can get off to it. But and she's not even actively watching them. Like she's not even looking at them anymore. She's just masturbating up against the wall. So I feel like if you just going to do it that way, just might as well just go to your room and close the door in your own private space.
Yeah, she's so close to them. It's like just a couple feet away. There's like a very small barrier. I mean, get yours, for sure. And if that's what gets you off, definitely. But let me catch you fucking masturbating to me 3 feet away. Like, we will never have the same relationship again.
Okay. All right. And Steve?
See, in the sense that I agree with the one part with what Amanda said with being biased. If a woman is doing it, I probably personally wouldn't have an issue with it. I'd be like, whatever. You know, that's even more of a turn on. If a guy's doing it, I'm probably going to think, what the fuck? Like, what the hell, dude? What are you doing?
Like, yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things. And I've seen many pornos like this. There's a ton of pornos out there that are like this. As far as, I mean, for me, I coming from a guy's aspect, I think it's kind of hot. I mean, I can see how a girl might get weirded out by that, especially if it's her friend. But I mean, when I think of voyeurism, this is the first thing that pops to my head. This is the scenario that pops to my head when I think of the word voyeurism. And I personally think it's hot, but yeah, in the same aspect, if it was a dude, that would probably, my mind would be changed. Yeah, I probably would be a little weirded out by that.
Yeah, and you know what? And I can definitely see that, because my attitude towards it would be completely different. If I was having sex with my person, we were having a private moment, and it was a woman on the other side, say it was one of her friends watching masturbating or whatever, I might find it a little weird or whatever, but I'm not going to be as upset or weirded out by it as if it was a dude on the other side. And this has happened. This has definitely happened to me before. Like, this is something that I've experienced, did have sex, whatever, with somebody. And I did look up and I did watch a dude. I don't know if he was masturbating or whatever, but he was watching us. And that kind of bothered me, because I'm like, dude, like, why are you, you know what we're doing? Why are you staring? Like, I was weirded out by that. Now, had one of her friends did that, I probably would not even been upset. You know, I probably wouldn't even have been upset, but there is something about, and then maybe that's just because I'm just a male and I'm coming from a male perspective, but Amanda, like, obviously you're a woman and you kind of have the same view as me and Steve. So there's got to be some truth to that. It's got to be somewhat common, a common feeling that for whatever reason, like, we are more okay with a woman doing that versus a man, even though either one is still kind of crossing the line.
And I think it kind of goes back to the whole saying with, like, generally when sex is involved and guys are just standing there staring or doing their thing, it just comes off creepy, because I think men in general, I'm not speaking specifics, but men in general terms, I think, end up being creepers more than women. So statistically speaking. So I think that's why it's probably viewed differently.
Right. Yeah. And before anybody accuses us of man hating or whatever, and then just kind of think about how you would feel. Would you be more okay with one versus the other? And my gut just tells me that a lot of guys would be bothered by another guy watching them getting off behind their back, behind a wall, getting off while you're having sex. I think a lot of people would be weirded out by that.
Yes. And I think it depends on a whole lot of stuff, obviously, but like, definitely, I agree with Steve. Like, generally speaking, males are way bigger creeps than females, like, historically, factually speaking.
Yeah. And I think it goes with the dynamics, because men, you know, men are very visual and very vocal about what they see. Women tend to keep, in my experience, tend to keep stuff like that to themselves. They don't show that, you know, they can play it off better than men can.
Yeah,
they don't react. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, you just got to revisit. I mean, we have to revisit the scenario here. This is somebody that's masturbating to a couple who doesn't even know that you're there or that they're there masturbating. Like, you're masturbating to a couple having sex and they have no idea about it. Like, so that is kind of a, it's not like it's a threesome. It's not like a cuckolding thing. It's a completely different, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think that's like that, given that situation. I think with anybody it would be weird, but I can definitely see a dude coming off being way more creepier, because I know I would be a lot more upset at a guy than a woman for doing this. Is that fucked up? Is that wrong? Probably, but that's my feeling though. Like, I am allowed to have my feelings about certain things. I'm allowed to be okay with what I want to be okay with. And I would just not be okay with a dude jerking off to me having sex without me knowing about it.
Yeah. And I think this picture, personally, this picture is the perfect example of voyeurism, because she's getting off watching two other people.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. It's fully creepy either way. It just seems creepier if it's somebody with a penis, rather than not. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, and take fairness, sexism and all that. When it comes to your own sexual interests and what you're sexually into, all that stuff gets kind of thrown out the window, because you're into what you're into and you're going to allow what you're going to allow. And it doesn't matter if it's fair or not, sexist or not. All that shit doesn't even fucking matter. You know what I'm saying? So people are going to think what they want to think. But yeah, I agree. I would be a lot more upset by it now. I would think it's kind of weird. Yes, that a woman's doing this. But I would not be as upset as, you know, I would if a guy was doing that.
Yeah. And we are not fucking specialists on anything.
Right.
This is our opinion.
And honestly, just my comment saying that I find a woman doing that hot, that right there makes me kind of a creep in a sense too, if you think about it.
But
so
you didn't really say that though.
Yeah.
No, I was meaning in my sense, I would be more, I didn't say that, but if it were me in that scenario and I found out later on there was her friend or a girl or somebody out there watching us and getting off and it was a woman, I'd probably be like, oh, that's hot, you know, whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
But if it was a guy, I'd probably be like, oh, that's weird.
Okay. All right. So to a lighter topic about this, in the caption, it says, also the thigh highs are so hot. So I guess these are thigh high socks, leggings,
pants. No, she was wearing like, kind of, it was fishnets. They were like thigh high fishnets.
Yeah. And then the woman that was masturbating, she has on leggings that are pulled down.
No. The woman masturbating has on thigh high fishnets.
Yeah.
All right. I don't see the fishnet. I just see the woman that's having sex definitely has on fishnet. That just looks like leggings.
Sex, I don't think has anything from what I remember.
So you guys can't look at it because you're on your phones, and that's how, you know, so you guys can't really look at it. But I'm looking at it right now. The woman having sex has the fishnet ones on, and the other one has just on regular leggings.
Those are not leggings. Those are they're not leggings. Leggings or pants. She's wearing nylon.
Okay. I see that. Okay. All right. Yeah, you're right. It just looks, when they're pulled down, it's hard to tell. But what do we think about that? What do we think about thigh highs? Do we think they're sexy?
I love it. If I wear them, which has been one time in my entire life, I felt so fucking sexy. Like, the thought of them only going so high and the thought of someone else seeing that and like touching them, be able to remove one at a time, like it was a really, really sexy feeling. And I imagine most people who wear singular, like, thigh highs feel similar.
Nice. Do you like thigh highs, Steve?
Absolutely. It was a definite turn on. Thigh high, fishnets, socks, pantyhose, whatever. Whatever they are, it's definitely a turn on. You know, and especially if, for me, this is my personal preference again. If the girl, you know, the girl is a little thick on her thighs too, that just makes it better for me personally.
So what you mean, like, there's like a little like cut into the thigh from it, like to where you can see the thickness coming over?
Yes. Yes, okay, that's a definite, that's a even more of a turn on for me. So yeah, they're definitely attractive.
Awesome. Yeah, I agree. You know, I never really gave it too much thought because I've never really stopped and looked at anybody that had thought, you know, the highs on, never really or whatever. But and maybe it was one of those things where it did turn me on, but I never really thought about it. You know what I'm saying? But now I think about it, it is pretty sexy. There's nothing not sexy about it. It's pretty fucking sexy. Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? It's very easy to look at, very, very arousing. And I think they're pretty hot too. So, I would say from the story, I would say that's pretty hot.
But me personally, I'm into all that stuff, like sexy lingerie stuff, like outfits. I'm into those things. So.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. All right. So I don't have anything more about this topic. Does anybody else?
No.
Nope.
Okay. All right. So that is all we have for this episode. I want to say thank you to everyone who listened to it. We really do appreciate your support. Please remember to, if you haven't already, please remember to subscribe, follow us on all of our social media channels, and leave us a rating if you haven't already. We would really appreciate it. And we would also love to see your feedback. Send us an email to wegoprivatestories@gmail.com. Let us know anything you want us to know. You can tell us a story, ask us a question, a porn scenario that you saw that you would think would be kind of fun for us to talk about. Anything at all, just send it to us. wegoprivatestories@gmail.com. All right, Amanda, do you have anything?
Yeah, I just want to say, as usual, like, we appreciate you guys so much. We couldn't do this without you. You're amazing. Thank you for listening. I lost it. All right. So everybody be safe out there. It's 2022. Hope you had a great holiday celebration. Just be safe in every way.
Awesome. All right. And Steve?
Again, you know, thanks to you guys listening. You know, this has actually been a wonderful experience, and, you know, not speaking just for myself, I think, you know, the others can attest to this, that we never imagined it would get as big as it has, and it keeps getting better and better, and that's all because of you guys. So from the bottom of my heart, thanks, guys. Keep up with the listening, and yeah, send us your stories, questions, anything at all, you know, that you want us to know or even discuss on the show. We'd be more than happy to do that. So yeah, thanks again, guys.
Awesome. Yes. And so be on the lookout for more episodes. We do got some stories on the way. So stay tuned. Catch you later.
Later.
Bye.